It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
Well, happy 4th of July weekend to you, boaters everywhere. It's Operation Drywater weekend, too, so let's be careful out there. I know everybody's anxious to get out and have a great time, and we know you will. Today on our program, we're going to be following up a little bit with the Support Our Troops Poker Run from last weekend, the 10th annual event, and we've got a couple of interviews for you. Brett Manier, Performance Boat Center, and Mark Mawson from Polylift going to be with us to share some of the information about that big event. The Lake of the Ozarks now has a Captain's Association, and we're also going to be talking with the president of that organization, and we're going to bring in Lieutenant Sean Haley from the United States Coast Guard out of St. Louis and talk to them just a little bit about some of the things they are doing in the area of investigations. And then we're going to carry on with Al Griffin, talk a little bit of lake history and boat history on Lake of the Ozarks. We're going to cover some of the 50s and 60s things that were going on here at Lake of the Ozarks with Al Griffin from the eyesuponmissouri.com website. You know, Captain Ron's is the home of the shootout. We're going to be there in late August for the 2 days of exciting racing for the 10th year at Captain Ron's. But they're also the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Find out more about what's going on over there by going on their website, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. You'll find them at the 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550, Sunrise Beach, just across the Hurricane Deck Bridge. And let's see, entertainment-wise, they've got them lined up. The Iberries are there tonight, 8 to 12. M80s are there tomorrow on Sunday from 8 to midnight. We've got Sax on the Beach on Monday from 5 to 8, and then the M80s return for Monday night calamity that's going to be going on over there, 8 to midnight. So it should be a good weekend at Captain Ron's. We hope you'll go experience them. They're open every day. They're open Monday through Friday at 11, Saturdays and Sundays at 9 a.m. They've got breakfast over there, too. Captain Ron's. The official waterfront restaurant bar, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. 34.5-mile marker, Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach, Captain Ron's at thelake.com. Well, we had some good news from the Support Our Troops poker run this past Friday, a week ago Friday. 106 boats participated. What a great turnout. Had about 450 people there. The sun did come out in the afternoon. They had a little bit of drizzle here and there along the day, but had a rain delay getting started. But, boy, what a great turnout. And they were able to donate $25,000 to Heroes Care. And we want to thank the two major sponsors of this event. That was Performance Boat Center and the folks at Polylift. So, first, let's get some comments that we recorded during the event with Brett Manier from Performance Boat Center.
So, other than the shootout poker run, this probably is the one that has really grown the fastest over the 10 years. And you know that Performance Boat Center has just stepped up to kind of become the major sponsor and organizer. So, you really got your hands full, don't you?
We do. And really, on the sponsor level, it's Polylift and Sensation Boats took up the sponsorship. And then what I did was I volunteered my staff and our time to keep the Support Troops Poker Run going. Midwest Boat Party guys have done a great job in the last 9 years of getting it to where it is now. But life changes, and they all were busy and asked us to step in. So I didn't want to see the event go away. My dad's a 38-year veteran in the Air Force, and I want to be able to keep giving back to the troops. So Mark and I picked up the pace and got our girls involved and kept it alive.
You know, that's the uniqueness of this event is the fact that the troops from Whiteman and Fort Leonard Wood and around get to ride in these boats, and I know you've done it before, but you still get goosebumps about some of these stories they tell.
Well, it's very cool. We got 19 troops here looking for boat rides, and we have people lined up volunteering to have them on their boat, so that's very cool to us. And then at the end of this deal, I think I'm going to be able to up the ante and give back $25,000 to the Heroes Care Fund tonight. So I'm still kind of doing my math as I'm sitting here with you, Bob, but I think that I'll make it happen no matter what. Last year they gave 20, and that was a record, so I feel good the first year that we've done it. Registrations were up. I was able to call on some vendors of mine and twist their arm and get some money out of them. So I think I'm able to give $25,000 away today and then give rides to 19 troops. And then also everybody's out having a good time enjoying Lake of the Ozarks. So it is about fun, and it's really cool that we're able to be out all day long and have fun and then be able to give back to a great cause as well.
And then we were able to catch up with Mark Mawson down on the docks getting fueled up before the run. And here are Mark's comments about the Support Our Troops poker run.
So you and Performance Boat Center have stepped up, Mark, and have really bitten off a big chunk of this Support the Troops poker run. I know you've been involved in it every year, but why step up the way you have?
It's a great cause. The economy's good. We're doing well. We've been blessed, and we're going to give back, and that's what it's all about. You can bust your butt and do everything you want every day, but if you can't, give us a little warm, fuzzy feeling once in a while, which all that work's not worth anything.
Are you going to be carrying some troops with you today?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We take care of all their food, their drink, whatever they want for the day.
Well, I know I've talked to a few of them over the years, and this is an unbelievable experience for them.
Yeah, some of these people have never, you know, these guys have never, or gals actually, because we've had some ladies as well, have never been in a boat. And so to come out and be able to play in something that's fun and different and experience the lake life that we have here that we get blessed to experience every day because of their hard work and their sacrifice, it's a great thing.
Thanks for doing it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Our thanks to Ed Champion and Dr. Jeff for kind of getting the whole thing going. Almost 10 years ago now. And that was the Midwest Boat Party, folks. We also want to thank Amber Grisham for keeping us posted on everything going on with this great event at Lake of the Ozarks, the Support Our Troops Poker Run. We thank everybody that participated and enjoyed the run and also donated that great money, $25,000, to Heroes Care. All right, let's see. Next up on the agenda, let's do a little Glock talk. Glock is the Performance Boat Challenge shootout at Grand Lake, Oklahoma. Brad Harrington and I will be doing the play-by-play on the KGVE radio station in Grove, 99.3. So when you come down there, check that radio station out. We are getting more and more teams signed up for this event, and we're so excited about it. It's July 15 and 16, and we're going to be there to do the play-by-play for both days of races. I want to thank our major sponsors, and would you believe, Performance Boat Center. They're going to be our top-of-the-hour sponsor for every hour of our broadcast that we're going to be doing there at Glock. We want to thank Polylift Boat Lifts for stepping up to be our hourly top speed sponsor. And also to thanks to Chris Wagner with WIA Insurance. They're going to be our broadcast booth sponsor for the 2 days of the Glock Performance Boat Challenge shootout at Grand Lake, again, July 15 and 16. And we're very excited about being back down there for this event. Well, in some Around the Waterfront news this morning, in Russell County, Kentucky, a man is in jail after police say he led them on a high-speed boat chase on Lake Cumberland. Conservation agency officers say the man, 25-year-old Kyle Matthews, wouldn't pull over when officers tried to stop him. Instead, they say he led them on a chase for over an hour. According to conservation officers, the chase started at Jamestown Marina, ended up near the mouth of Indian Creek, and they say that he is facing several charges, including, guess what, boating under the influence and wanton endangerment. I guess he also hit their boat once sometime during the chase. Illegal charters have become a growing concern in the boating community in recent years, not only here but around the country. Members of the Coast Guard Sector San Diego, their preventions department, will be able to conduct some interviews to explain to the public what they should be looking for when they charter a vessel. The Coast Guard is warning vessel operators and the general public to be on the lookout for illegal charter boats operating in the San Diego area. The Coast Guard has standards in place to ensure safety of all passengers, and illegal charters often do not meet the minimum standards set forth. Now, any vessel carrying passengers for monetary gain or any form of economic benefit or a donation as a condition for a carriage requires a Coast Guard credentialed mariner and a current certificate of documentation or state registration. Now, in addition, if carrying more than 6 passengers, a vessel has to have a valid certificate of inspection, or what they call a COI, issued by the Coast Guard. A valid COI is proof that the Coast Guard has verified that the vessel meets specific minimum federal safety standards, outlines passenger and crew manning requirements, and defines navigation routes allowed. Vessels that do not meet these standards pose serious safety concerns for the public and environment. So as you're heading out this weekend, if you haven't hired a captain already, just make sure you designate a sober driver for your boat. One thing you can do that is lots of fun for you and the family is go on the Jolly Charters Pirate Treasure Hunt Cruise aboard the Calypso. This is a great experience. You set sail for find those pirate treasures buried out there on the lake. Captain Scallywag's going to be on board to help you. He puts on a little show before y'all get going. And I'm offering you a $3 discount on every ticket that you purchase by booking it through their website, jollycharters.com. Book the Pirate Treasure Hunt excursion and save $3 off a ticket. All you got to do is put in a promo code, NOWAKEZONE. That's pretty easy. Do that and save $3 off on every one that goes on the Jolly Charters Calypso Cruise. This is the Pirate Treasure Hunt excursion. All right, we've got to take a break here as we continue on with our program this morning. We're going to talk to Doug Beck, president of the Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association. Also bringing on Lieutenant Sean Haley from the United States Coast Guard next. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk KRMS.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
President of the Lake of the Ozarks Captain Association will be with us shortly, Doug Beck, in the studio. And we also have on the Boat U.S. guest line in this segment to start a conversation with Lieutenant Sean Haley from the U.S. Coast Guard from St. Louis. But first, I want to talk to you about the Down Alert PSD. This is a great new device. It's a personal signaling device for you when you're tubing or skiing or on your wakeboard. What happens is when you fall in the water, behind those waves and those big rollers, well, you take this thing, you just pull it right out of your arm. It still goes on your wrist. It's a, I guess you'd call it a glove, and it sticks up in the air. It's orange in color, and it's got silver diamonds on each side, so it's very reflective. But that way, people in and around and about you and other boats will be able to see you quickly. And I'm offering a special deal right now. This is limited offer, by the way. $10 discount for each of the Down Alert PSDs that you buy. If you buy three or more, you're going to get free shipping. The way to do this is enter the promo code NOWAKEZONE when you order off the website. Save $10 on each one. Three or more, get free shipping. Use the promo code NOWAKEZONE at DownAlertPSD.com. Well, this morning we're going to talk about a new organization that is right here at Lake of the Ozarks. And to do that, we have the president, the El Presidente, Doug Beck. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
It's great to have you in the studio with us this morning. Let's talk about this new Lake of the Ozarks Captains Association. Kind of where did the idea come from, and what's the purpose of getting a group together?
Well, this has been in the works for a couple years. It came from a wake issue that was back, like I said, a couple years ago, and it was with the Water Safety Council, and our concern was how wakes were harming the environment by contributing to the destruction of the shoreline, aquatic life, so on and so forth.
And private docks.
And private docks, oh, big time private yeah. docks. The cost and the economics is huge. So part of the discussion was, well, what can be done? So we thought what would be really easy is that possibly we could offer a licensed captain, one that has experience, could offer their services to people to teach them how to run boats properly without causing wakes. So we approached the Marine Dealers Association. We offered to see if licensed Coast Guard captains could offer boating education to new boaters, as well as any boaters who may need refresher skills. So in January 2016, Lake of the Ozarks Captain Association was formed. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. What we do is we seek to promote safety, education, And we want to work in concert with the Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers Association, Lake Ozark Water Safety Council, Missouri State Highway Patrol Water Patrol Division, and, of course, the United States Coast Guard. Our captains, they range anywhere from small passenger vessels to up to, well, we have one that's, I believe, 1,800-ton vessel, such as tour boats, water taxis, tow boats, private charter boats, and we have a few that work directly as delivery captains for transportation of various vessels. We have approximately just under 50 members right now in the association.
And, of course, if there are people listening in our radio audience this morning that are licensed captains or know somebody who is, whether they're a full-time person here at the lake or maybe part-time, we would sure like to know, and I say we, I'm a member of the association as well, we'd like to know who they are and get them involved in our organization. It's not expensive to join, right?
No, it's not expensive. $80 is the annual membership. And what that does, if you have a business, that will get you on the link on our website. And our website is lotocaptain.com, and you can view our website there. Also, in addition, you get a membership to what is called the National Owners of Charter Boats, or NACO. That you have availability for the requirements that you need as a licensed captain, such as a drug consortium. You get a discount for boating insurance and several other features that have that we can provide to you.
Yeah, NACO is a great organization, 14,000 members all the way across the country, including our local organization here. To get a hold of us, probably an email, info@lakeoftheozarkscaptain.com?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and that's a good email address. Or you can just do a search, and there's some contact information in there. And, of course, a database of all of the licensed captains that are here at the lake. Now, some of these captains don't do charter work. They don't do rental boat driving, those kinds of things, because they have full-time mariner jobs, like, you know, driving the Celebration or towboats or some of our water taxis. But there is a good list of available captains for those of you that might want to hire a captain to have a great day or a great weekend out on our lake.
Right. You have a sober captain. You have one that you know that is that's skilled and experienced. The average, we have to have at least 360 hours per year in order to keep our captain's license. We go through continuing education. We go through random drug testing. We have to have physicals to make sure that we're able to do the job. And it's just not jumping behind the boat. I realize there's several people in the area that are not licensed captains and they're skilled. Go with a licensed captain.
And the reason is because Lake of the Ozarks is still considered a navigable waterway, which puts the lake under the national authority or the federal authority of the United States Coast Guard. And we're going to be joining in just a couple of minutes with Lieutenant Sean Haley. He is with the U.S. Coast Guard District 8, Sector Upper Mississippi out of St. Louis, and he's going to join us in a conversation and talk a little bit about what the Coast Guard does here around our lake. We have a meeting coming up. We'd like to invite any Coast Guard captain to come join us.
Yeah, if anybody who's a licensed Coast Guard captain or if you're interested in obtaining your license, we can provide information for that. And our meeting is going to be on July 25th. And we have guest speakers and a short business meeting. And it's very informative.
And it's great camaraderie amongst the captains. So we all have some great stories to tell. And now this meeting will be at the Marine Max Conference Room at Lake Ozark on Bagnell Dam Boulevard. For more information, again, you can call me or email me, nowakebob@gmail.com or info@lotocaptain.com.
What is electric shock drowning? It happens when electricity leaks into the water and someone swims into that energized water. Help keep your summer fun safe. Avoid swimming near docks with electrical equipment or boats plugged into shore power. When in the water, remember, if you feel a shock, swim away from the dock. Do not head to boat or dock ladders. Head to shore if you can. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
Good morning, and let's continue our conversation now about the United States Coast Guard. And on the Boat U.S. guest line with us this morning, Lieutenant Sean Haley, and he is the Chief Inspections Division, United States Coast Guard Sector Upper Mississippi River, based in St. Louis. That's a long title for you. How are you doing this morning, Lieutenant?
Good morning. How are you? I always argue that we should just call ourselves Sector St. Louis because it just makes it a little bit easier. It's less of a mouthful than Sector Upper Mississippi River, but that's more correct than Sector St. Louis.
Now, the 8th District heartland for the United States Coast Guard is the largest of all of the Coast Guard districts in the country. Isn't that right?
Yes, it's the heartland. Our sector in particular here in St. Louis, we regulate more than 2,200 miles of navigable waterways just in through 11 states here in America's heartland. Just to put that in perspective, if you were driving in a car from Portland, Maine along the coastline, you would end up someplace between Mobile and New Orleans by the time you drove 2,200 miles.
That is quite a territory to take care of, and I know there's some funding and budget issues that are facing the Coast Guard these days and that, but, you know, you guys get your jobs done. Let's talk a little bit about your background and the primary duties that you are responsible for when it comes to vessel inspections.
I've been in the Coast Guard for about 15 years. I've been doing vessel and facility inspections for the last five or six. I've been in St. Louis the last 2 years. Some of the things we do, we regulate commercial vessels and commercial waterfront facilities on the navigable waterways here in America's heartland.
How often do you have to do an inspection on, let's say, the Celebration or the Tropic Island or some of our other charter boats that are licensed?
They typically are annual inspections. We give them five-year certificates, but there's an annual inspection that goes on each year between those 5 years. And there are dry dock requirements, too, where the boat's got to come out of the water, and we have to check the hull and the internal structure. Those are our passenger vessels. We also do barge inspections here on the river. The river is a high-traffic area for barges carrying ethanol, oil, those types of things. Those also fall under our inspections umbrella, as well as the waterfront facilities that work with those vessels.
When it comes to the smaller vessels that may be, OUPV is uninspected passenger vessels, as long as they're not carrying over six passengers for hire, a licensed Coast Guard captain can use their own private boat, and that does not have to be inspected, right?
No, yeah, six is kind of a magic number there. That's the number that the lawmakers have determined, where you can still carry what we call passengers for hire or operate commercially, but still not have to have the Coast Guard come on board and inspect your vessel.
Yeah, the clock on the gunwale says we've got to take a break. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS with Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Sorry to cut you guys off so fast there. Doug Beck, standby, and Lieutenant Sean Haley on our Boat U.S. guest line from St. Louis. Thanks for hanging on the phone with us. We've got more questions for you, Lieutenant Haley, so hang in there with us for a minute. Women on the Water classes are boating education classes for women only, and they're provided by our good friends at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. And next class coming up is July 13th, twin engine, July 27th, pontoon, and August 10th, single engine. But you got to sign up because space is very limited on these. Sign up today by calling 573-365-5382. Also, if you're into wakeboarding, the next Marine Max Wake Club meeting is going to be next Friday, July 7th. And again, you can sign up by getting in touch with the folks there at Marine Max. Ben Venz is the instructor for that, and that's always a good time as well. The Lake of the Sea Rays is there at Marine Max at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. You'll also find them up right across from the outlet malls of the Osage Beach area now, and two locations to serve you. Website, marinemax.com, or once again, the phone number for you, 573-365-5382.
Just like a motorist would adjust their speed when they enter a neighborhood to avoid endangering those who live and play there, boaters should make those same adjustments when entering a cove on our lakes. This is Captain Matt Walls with Water Patrol Division. Excessive wakes endanger persons on and around docks and create unnecessary damage to docks and boat hoist. Be responsible with your boat wake so you don't endanger others or the property of others. Please join the Highway Patrol in making our roadways and waterways safe.
Well, we're connecting back up here with Lieutenant Sean Haley from the Inspections Division down in St. Louis, talking about boat inspections. And speaking of that, the U.S. Coast Guard was on Lake of the Ozarks a couple of weeks back, a couple of weekends back, and they made several stops around the lake of boats, doing some inspections and asking some questions. And we haven't heard much back other than the fact that they did stop one of the inspected vessels, one of the water taxis on the lake. Sean, when the Coast Guard does stop a vessel and boards, what are some of the things that they are looking for and are going to ask about?
They have their head on a swivel out there. I think we have a good, pretty good idea of what we're looking for. Overloaded vessels, I think, is some of the things that we've seen at the Ozarks that can cause some safety concerns. Boating under the influence is a big deal there that we probably look for more than anything else, and is probably the biggest key contributor to some of the unfortunate boating statistics, at these lakes, but Lake of the Ozarks and even Table Rock Lake and Lake Tanicomo. Those are probably the main two. Illegal charters are a big one, too. We wish we had more resources there and could have more of a continual presence on the lake, but when we are out there, we want to enforce, the rules and regulations as they're written.
Sean, this is Doug Beck. What's it take to be able to operate legally on the lake? What type of license, or are there multiple licenses, or is there just one single license that we need to be able to operate legally on the lake?
The type of license or credential that's required, it's a Coast Guard credential, and it's based on your operation. The main two that you'll probably see somewhere like Lake of the Ozarks is the OUPV, as you mentioned, the operator of an uninspected passenger vessel, but also if you carry more than six and you enter into that small passenger vessel realm where you would require Coast Guard inspection, there's a passenger vessel, I think less than 100 gross ton license that you need to upgrade to start carrying more than that. Those are the main two you would see. That there are more, but I don't think you would start to see some of those larger tonnage vessels on a lake like that.
Is there such a thing as a limited license or a credential?
There is, and you'll see that a lot on the river system. They're kind of a case-by-case basis. A lot of the laws and regulations are written for coastal ports or coastal operation and don't necessarily apply to waterways such as a lake. For instance, one of them would be charting and plotting. The Lake of the Ozarks is not charted. There's no chart for it. But one of the national standards for being an OUPV operator is to know charting and plotting. We've had some people reach out to us to let us know that's kind of over-regulation, for lack of a better term. We agreed, and we worked with that entity to create a limited license for that body of water so that charting and plotting, which doesn't really apply, shouldn't be needed.
But all the other requirements are still there in place for that limited OUPV, I guess. You have to have the drug testing and the physical, and you have to have CPR training, first aid training, and all those other things that are required. Is that also part of the unlimited?
Right. Yeah, we start with the national standard. Those are the national standard. For us to create a limited license, it's always on a case-by-case, and it has to make sense. There has to be a reason why we would, provide relief from the rule. If it makes sense, we will do it. But to eliminate, drug testing or things like that does not make sense, and that's not the intent. And so that's not something that we would remove from our under any circumstances that I can think of.
All right. Lieutenant Sean Haley's our guest, Chief of Inspections Division, based in St. Louis with the United States Coast Guard. What are the terms and phrases that keeps bouncing around up here that we hear a lot, and some of the news releases we've gotten from across the country from different U.S. Coast Guard locations, is this term bare boat charter. Can you describe what that is and sort of briefly what the requirements are and what the restrictions are?
It can get a little bit technical, but broken down to its most basic elements, a bareboat charter is a charter just for the vessel itself. The analogy I always like to use, a charter is a little bit more like a taxi, and a bareboat charter is more like a rental car. You're just providing the vessel itself. And then the restriction, of course, is 12 passengers. If you go beyond 12, there's another set of regulations that come into place.
Okay. So the person who is renting the car or renting the boat, for in this example, they are responsible for driving the boat, or can they hire somebody to drive the boat?
They have complete control and possession over the boat. So the company that rents the boat to the charterer, or who would be the customer, is turning full control and possession over to the customer. The company or even the agent at that point needs to step aside, and they need to leave full possession and control to that customer. Now, what the customer does after that contract is signed and the owner is left, or the agent or company is left, is up to that person, because they have full control and possession over the boat. However, if there's shown that there's any influence from an agent or owner or anybody else, it invalidates the contract of a bareboat charter.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you're right. It is kind of confusing, and there's a lot of details in there that kind of get left in the weeds. So I appreciate you spending a little time talking about that. Well, we've for sure enjoyed our conversation. We thank you so much for taking some time to kind of bring us up to speed. And, of course, we're all about safety, and we're all about having a good time out on the water. And I know that that's part of your mission as well.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate everyone who's operating out there legally. I know it can get a little hectic out there, and the Coast Guard's out there to help with safety, but it definitely takes a group effort.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much again. We do appreciate it, and we'll talk with you down the road, and we hope that one of these days you'll come up and join us for one of our meetings.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Hi, this is Stacey Mosier with the State Water Patrol. Just asking you over the 4th of July weekend to do your part by remaining alert for other boats, swimmers, and being courteous on the water. With more boats on the water, you've got to pay attention. Be responsible for your wake, be responsible for your passengers, and have a great weekend.
The HP Extreme PWC docking platform has revolutionized the PWC port with its patented features, the easy on and easy off structure, the fully foamed interior to prevent leaks, the side walking platforms. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. You can put two of these in a 10-wide slip, which is really phenomenal. Check it out, the HP Extreme docking platform from Hydrohoist. You can find out more information at boatlift.com, or you can go to the Lake of the Ozarks location or wherever you might be and find out more about the HP Extreme. Check them out also. They've got the Ultra Lift, which is the heavy-duty lift for docks that are in rough water. If you've got that situation, they can take care of you there. And the brand-new saltwater unit is called the Harbor Hoist, and that thing's available for saltwater markets. Also, our international markets, this new product is available. In Canada, there's a couple of locations, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, New Zealand, and Australia, plus the Middle East. Kale Grauer is your contact internationally. You can get a hold of him at Kale, C-A-L-E, at boatlift.com. Right here at home at Lake of the Ozarks, it's Joanne Clark. And you'll find her on her location at U.S. Highway 54, 4 miles down from Osage Beach toward Camdenton. The website, boatlift.com, phone number 573-346-7505, or her email address, jclark@boatlift.com. Well, we got a little lake history coming up with Al Griffin. Coming up next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, going to be talking 50s and 60s with you. As we continue right here on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9 FMs, and on live streaming audio too.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Al Griffin is back with us in the studio to talk Lake of the Ozarks history and some boating history for the 50s and 60s this time. Al, stand by. We'll be back with you in just a moment on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. It's nice to have you with us this morning as we talk to you a little bit about your best day on the water that sometimes doesn't turn out so great. Well, as you head out to enjoy the water with your family and friends this weekend, remember, Boat U.S. and their expert claims team is there 24/7. If anything should happen to you involving your boat, you can now start by using their online or mobile app, claiming your report process, and you can do it all right there on your phone or your laptop or your computer. But remember, your first step in any incident is to ensure the safety of your passengers. Make sure the boat is secured in case of immediate peril. Contact the local law enforcement. You can do that by doing *55, and that'll get you to the Water Patrol's main dispatch. And if by some reason you're stranded on the water, that's where the Towboat U.S. guys come into play. They are available 24/7 as well for their towing services. Bring you some gasoline if you need it. Jump start, maybe get you off soft grounding, and they'll get you back to where you need to go. It's very affordable, $72 a year for the annual membership and unlimited on-water towing from Towboat U.S. I was talking to Charlie Meyer this week, Captain Meyer, and I saw him at the grocery store, and I said, hey, you guys have pulled a plane out of the lake. You've pulled a truck out of the lake. And, of course, various boats they've pulled out as well. And thanks to Atlantis Dive Service for assisting when there is something that needs to be pulled off the bottom of the water. Again, the Boat U.S. guys and the Towboat U.S. guys, Captain Charlie Meyer, Captain Dave Anderson, 573-216-4701. You can sign up there by calling them. You can go on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and click the links for Boat U.S. and Towboat U.S. and sign up right there. Well, we covered the 30s and 40s in previous show, but we will talk again with Al Griffin here from OurEyesUponMissouri.com. We're going to do the 50s and 60s lake history and a little bit of history about how the lake grew and how boating changed and grew. Al, good to have you back.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be back.
Good to be back with you, too. And we're learning so much about how this region benefited from lots of different aspects of life. But the 50s, we saw some increase in fiberglass starting to be used in boats. But there's a lot of other things that were happening that sort of led to those changes that we're seeing. What do you have?
That was true. Coming out of the war effort of the 40s, increased opportunities for work, increased wages, increased discretionary spending, more leisure time. One of the things that this region saw that affected the lake, the city of St. Louis had less than 1% of America's total workforce, and there was a manufacturing concern that produced almost 4% of the total wartime goods and materials for the war effort. They produced 30% of the ammunition used in the global war in St. Louis alone. That pumped a lot of money and a lot of economic stability into a region, just as the largest man-made lake in America was starting to grow with resorts. Visionaries were building off-water entertainment venues along the strip. It became a magnet and a mecca for people with new vacation money and leisure time to spend that money. fiberglass innovation was starting to take over in boating from aluminum. It allowed some faster, lighter boats for a given horsepower. Planing hulls were starting to be developed. There had always been some planing hulls design, but pleasure boats, the runabouts, started to climb out of the water and get faster and more maneuverable. That was a huge deal. Century Boats, one of the largest and most prestigious boat manufacturers in the world, pushed for speed like all the other manufacturers did, and added speed boats to their line. The Bagnell Dam gave tours to as many as 60,000 people a year that wanted to go down and see the bowels of the operation. Mm-hmm. They no longer give those tours. I've been privileged to be down there. One of the things I need to mention here, Alan Sullivan and Ameren UE gets a lot of credit in the history and the research I did. They opened their archives to me. My wife and I spent a lot of hours downstairs in the bowels of that dam digging through the historical archives of Ameren and the old UE. That fueled a lot of the research that I did, pictures and stories from there. The largest man-made lake in the nation drew all this newly created leisure money and leisure time to the lake, and it fueled our growth and our prosperity here during the 50s and on into the 60s. One of the manufacturing innovations of increased speed that specifically affected the lake, Century Boats was the most prestigious boat line and had the biggest selling boat in the world, and their number one dealer was Link's Landing on the Lake of the Ozark, which was at what is now the Grand Glaze Bridge. It gave huge advantage to Lynx to be listed as the number one dealer. They had their pick of boats and stock and supplies, so they always had the best supply of Century Boats and became a bright spot on the lake as far as buying the best and the fastest boats went.
Well, let's move to the 60s. Of course, that was the influx of British invasion. but some other things happened too, didn't they?
No, that was it. Stones and the Beatles were it. on up into the 70s, we were so advanced that bell-bottoms and disco balls came to rural America and rural Missouri. But in the 60s, it was still just the British invasion. The character of the shoreline began to change in the 60s. Many of the old resort owners that had come here and built those resorts on basically flat shoreline when the lake first filled up, they bought ground and built cabins and fishing docks. Those people were getting older, and as they sold, second homeowners were starting to be interested in buying and having private residences along the shoreline, which was pretty much unheard of in the first two or three decades.
Mm-hmm.
So in the 60s, private homes began to be developed, and unlike Corps of Engineer lakes, we can build right at the waterline, which is a really big deal if you've ever lived on a core lake where there's maybe 200 foot of dry grass that you have to mow between you and the boat. Anyway, that was a big deal. The large water ski shows began to be developed, and they were dominant on up into the 70s. Resorts went out. Private homes were built. Larger and faster boats. East and West Coast people began to move in here and spend summers, not just a week or two at a fishing camp. And they brought their big water toys, and as money was being spent, locals were making a living and enjoying the good life. Major players in the recreational boat lines, Rich Line, Richland Manufacturing in Richland, Missouri, and Appleby Boats, later Lowe's, those boat manufacturers were worldwide players in recreational boating, and their manufacturing facilities were created and built and fueled by local workers here.
We got a little company down there in Richland now that's building some boats.
So. They build a few boats down there. As I used to describe it to my Oklahoma friends, how to find me at the lake, drive about 6 hours and turn left where there's 300 acres of boats.
Yeah, that's about right. The 50s and 60s, a continuing growth and evolution for the lake that we love, the Lake of the Ozarks, and the lake boating history. Al Griffin's been our guest. Al and Connie write the OurEyesUponMissouri.com blog. Check it out for some additional information. We're going to be talking some disco balls and also some 70s and 80s boating in the next segment, and that'll be coming up later on the show. Thanks again, Al. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate being here.
I was sitting still on a jet ski, and there was a 17-foot bass boat going over 60 miles an hour with an intoxicated driver. I was 13 years old, and he ran me over. The driver of the boat was three times over a legal limit 2 hours later. The boat hit me so hard that it sunk. I was thrown off the jet ski and landed face down in the water, and his boat went up over the jet ski and came down on my legs. Then I was face down in the water for 3 minutes. A Coast Guard-approved life jacket saved my life. I was severely injured from head to toe, including a brain injury, a broken neck, and the loss of my right leg. They gave me 24 hours to live. I really shouldn't have survived. I did absolutely everything right. I did absolutely everything I was supposed to do. The only thing that would have changed that crash is if he hadn't been drunk. The next time you see someone drinking and boating, or the next time you think about drinking and boating, remember what happened to me. Don't.
And with that, a reminder that Operation Dry Water is underway this weekend through Sunday all across the United States. Boat rental gurus are Iguana Water Sports, and they've got party boats and paddle boards, speed boats, PWCs, tritunes, and the accessories to go along with it, and three locations around Lake of the Ozarks to take care of your rental. The Iguana headquarters at the Bangle Dam Strip, the one by the Grand Glaze Bridge at the topsider, and also the North Shore location for you. I would just urge you to call and get your reservations in right now for when you might want to be renting a boat. IguanaWaterSports.com or 888-365-2399. That's it for this week. Have a good 4th of July weekend. Thank you. Happy birthday, America. See you next week, same time, same boat channel, right here on News Talk KRMS, Osage Beach.